Good morning, everybody. Today's perek is perek vav of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. In the previous perek, the Rambam had spoken of the importance of treating God's name with respect with regards to giving up our lives and also living our lives, the topic of Kiddush Hashem and Rachmanim Tzlan, the opposite of Chilul Hashem. Today, the Rambam turns to other ways in which one treats God's name with reverence and respect. That means to say, with regards to what names of God are not allowed to be erased and how we treat the written name of God. Let's turn to Halacha Aleph, a Perek Vav of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Kol ma'abed shem min ha'shemos ha'kdoshim ha'tahoro, shenikra b'hem ha'kadosh baruch hu. Anybody who destroys one of the holy, pure names with which God is referred to, loka min ha'Torah, he receives biblical administered lashes. Sharei hu omer b'avodos kapim, after all, the pasuk says with regards to idolatry, v'ibadetem es shemam min ha'makom ahu, lo zason kein l'Hashem elokeichem. You are supposed to erase their names, the names of the pagan gods. You shall not do the same for Hashem, your God. Halacha Beis, what are these names which are Einan Mechakim, which cannot be erased? V'shiva Shemos Heim, and there are seven names which are not allowed to be erased. Number one, Hashem HaNechtav Yod, Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. V'u Hashem HaMefurash, O HaNechtav Ado Shem. These are both really one, the name Yudke, Vavke, as well as Ado Shem, they count as one name. Whenever either of those are written, then they are not allowed to be erased. Number two is Kel. Number three is Eloka. Number four is Elokim. Number five is Elokei. Number six is Shakai. Number seven is Tzvakos. All of these seven names, Kol HaMochik Afilu Os Achas Mishaba Elu Loka. Anyone who erases, even if it's not the full name, you merely erase one letter from any of these names, you receive Torah administered lashes. Halacha Gimel. Kol HaNitva L'Shem Milafanav. Anything which is ancillary to the name of God from before it, i.e. a prefix, Mutr L'Mochko, that is permitted to erase. Kigon Lamin Mil Hashem, Ubeiz Mil Volkim, Ukiyotzibahen. For example, if you have the letter Lamin from La Hashem, that Lamin is allowed to be erased. Einan Kedushas Hashem. And they do not possess the same sanctity as God's name itself. V'Kol HaNitva L'Shem Me'acharav. However, with regards to things which are suffixes, letters which are ancillary from the end of the word, kigon cha shel kecha vechem shel elokeichem ukiyoti behen, something like that, einan nemchakim, they are not allowed to be erased. V'harei hein kishar osios shel shem, mipnei shashem mikachem, they count as the other letters of God's name itself, since, after all, the name has sanctified them. That's from where their kedusha stems. V'afal pishen iskachu, v'asher lemochkam, the Rambam makes an important caveat, though, there still is a distinction. Even though they've been sanctified, these suffixes, and they are forbidden to be erased, hamochik elu ha'otzios hanitfalos eino loke. If somebody erases such a letter, then he does not receive Torah-ordained lashes, avo makinoso makus martus. In that case, he still receives rabbinic lashes. Halacha dalet, cause of aleph lamed melokim, yud, and then hey, me Hashem. If somebody wrote these two letters of these two respective words, when you were trying to write the entire word, eino nimcha, nonetheless, since these names on their own have significance to them, Kale and Ka, respectively, they are not allowed to be erased. V'ainzarech lomar yud, and then hey, when you were intending to write that name all along, when you've written them, that for sure is not allowed to be erased. Shu shem b'fnei atzmo, it's its own name. V'mnei shezeh ha'shem miktas shem ha'forshu. The Rambam gives an interesting, intriguing formulation here as to why it's not allowed to be erased, since it itself is part of the shem ha'forshu. It's a whole unit of that larger unit of the shem ha'forshu. Aval kosev shin dal mi shakai. Tzadi Beis, Mitzvakos, Harizan Nimchak. However, with regards to other names, if you write the Shin and the Dalet of Shakai, for example, so then that is allowed to be erased, because that has no inherent significance on its own. Halacha Hei, Shara Kinuyim, Shemach Shavchin, Bahen, Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other names with which we praise Hashem, Kigon Chanun, Verachim, HaGadol, HaGiwar, Banora, Neman, Kana, Vachazak, Yotzi Bahen. Any one of these types of names, Harei Hein Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh Umotel Mokan. They are like other writings that have Kedusha to them, but it's permitted to erase them. Halacha Vav, Klishaya Shem Kasav Alav. If somebody has a vessel which has God's name written on it, Kotates Et Makom HaShem V'Gonzo. You cut out the place which has Hashem's name on it, and then that part which has Hashem's name on it, you bury. V'afilu Haya Shem Chakuk B'Kli Matechos O B'Kli Zechuches V'Hitech HaKli. And even if it's done in a roundabout fashion, you figure, I should be allowed to do this. There's God's name written on this metal or glass Kli. But I'm not directly erasing God's name. Instead, I'm smelting down the Kli to return it to its original form. And in the process, God's name will be erased. In that case, it still counts as directly destroying God's name, and harei zeh loka. Somebody who does that receives lashes on a Torah level. Elachode chas makomo v'gonzo. Rather, what are you supposed to do? In that circumstance, still, you cut out God's name, and then you bury that section of the vessel which had God's name on it. V'chein imhaya shem kasav al basaro. Similarly, if somebody had God's name written on his skin, harei zeh lo yirchat, lo yasuch, lo yamo b'makom atinofes. He shouldn't wash his body in a way that God's name would be erased. He shouldn't anoint his body in a way which God's name would be erased. And he even isn't allowed to stand in a dirty area, filthy area, because it's inappropriate to bring God's name into that area. Nizdan lo tefila shel mitzvah. Let's say it occurs to him that he has an obligation to immerse in a mikvah on a mitzvah basis. Korei halav gemi v'tovol. So in that circumstance, he wraps a type of reed, a type of plant, around the place where Hashem's name is written on his body, and then he immerses in the mikvah. Vimlo matza gemi, and let's say he can't find such a plant. Misaviv v'gadav v'liyahadei kadesh lo yachot. He takes some of his clothing and he wraps it around the place where God's name is, but he shouldn't do it so tightly, to the point where it would serve as a chatzitza, as a blockage between his skin and the mikvah, because then he would invalidate his immersion. And the purpose of doing this then, even though the water might get on God's name and erase it then, is because primarily the reason why we were wrapping around the gemi or the cloth, around the skin, around God's name, was because it's forbidden to stand naked before God's name. So therefore you'd have to have it covered up when your naked body is going to be going into the mikvah. Turning to a broader application of reverence due to God's name, we turn now to things which don't actually have God's name etched onto them, but rather which God's name has been called upon them, as we will see. Halacha Zayin. Hasoser afilu even achas derech hashchasa min hamizbeach o min haheichel o mishar ha'azara loke. If somebody destroys even a single stone in a destructive fashion from the altar that was in the Beis HaMikdash, or from either of the sections of the Beis HaMikdash, the haheichel, the azara, loke, so he receives lashes on a Torah level. Shneamar, Bavod Sekhavim, the pasuk says with regards to idolatry, Ki etn v'chosam tito tzun, you shall destroy their altars, because of lo sason kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. And we are told not to do the same thing to Hashem. So therefore, you have violated this Torah command. V'chein asorif atzei hekdesh derash hashchasa, loke. And similarly, if somebody destroys wood, which was to be used in the Mikdash, in a fashion that is destructive, so then such a person receives lashes. Shneamar, v'ashreihem tisrfun be'esh, the pasuk again says, with regards to the wood, the trees that were used for pagan purposes, that you shall burn them in fire. Fixiv, and the pasuk says with regards to Hashem, lo sason kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, you shall not do the same thing with regards to Hashem your God. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam turns to an even broader application of God's name being called upon something, and therefore, out of reverence, we are not supposed to destroy it. Halacha Ches, Kisvei HaKodesh Kulan Uperusheyen Ubiureyen, the various writings of Tanakh, the holy works, the biblical canon, in its entirety, as well as its explanations and commentaries, Asur l'sarfam ol avdam biyad, is forbidden to burn them or to destroy them actively. Ha'ma'avdam biyad makin oso makas martis, and if somebody does actively destroy them, we administer rabbinic lashes to him, lashes of rebellion. The Rambam now clarifies, b'medar amurim, when is this true? Because ve'akodesh ha'kasvam yisrael b'kedusha, that's if these writings have been written by a regular from Jew who wrote them with kedusha. Avo apikoris yisrael sh'kasvam sefer Torah. However, if you have a denier of God, somebody who's left the fold, Rachman Shalom, and is Jewish, and he's written a Sefer Torah, Sarfin Oso Im Haskar Shibo, we burn such a Sefer Torah along with God's name, which is written within it. Even though you're literally burning a Yud Kei Vav Kei, you burn such a Sefer Torah. Vimnesha Eino Ma'amin V'Kedushas Hashem, since he does not believe in the sanctity of God's name, V'lo Kasva L'Shmo, and he didn't write it, therefore, for God's name's purpose. Ela shehu mala b'daito shezek ishar ha'davarim v'hoa b'daito kein lo nizkadesh Hashem. Rather, he thinks in his mind, he imagines that this is like anything else that he's written, and therefore the name has not been sanctified. If we pause just for a second to reflect upon that which we just said, it's an amazing thing. The exact same yud kei vav kei, the exact same physical instantiation of God's name, can be ultimately meaningful or ultimately meaningless based off of our intention. How we do things in our lives can totally, utterly define the role that they play in existence. We can decide to infuse Kedusha into our actions, or, Rachmana Litzlan, we can choose the opposite. It's our goal, obviously, to make sure that everything we do can not remain mundane, but rather it should be infused with sanctity and thereby ennobled. Now that we understand that this name has no Kedusha to it, and therefore the Sefer Torah is not usable, the Rambam explains, why must we burn it? Mitzvah l'sarfo, and there still is a mitzvah to burn this Sefer Torah, which has been written by this Jewish apikoris, because, kedesh lo laniach shem l'apikorsim lo l'maseim, in order not to leave over any remnant for those that deny God, not to them, not to their actions. I think there's a little bit of a play on a word, shelo laniach shem, not to leave over a name, not just a name for them, a remnant of them, but also not to leave over any name which has been written by them, any name of God which has been written by them. But a non-Jew who's written Hashem's name, unlike a Jewish denier, but here we have a pagan who's not Jewish, who's written God's name. So in that case, we bury God's name. There's no need to burn it. And similarly, if you have the writings of Tanakh, which have worn out, or a non-Jew has written them, so similarly, they too are buried. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam now turns to clarify certain cases of ambiguity, whether a name in Tanakh refers to Hashem's name, or instead, it is chol, it's mundane, it doesn't refer to Hashem. For example, the name Adoshem can obviously refer to God. It can also refer to my master. My master is referring to somebody human or even angelic, and therefore would not have Kedusha. So the Rambam now clarifies these cases of ambiguity. Kol HaShemos HaMurim BeAvram, all the names said by Avram in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Kodesh, they are all sanctified. Avzeh Shenemar Adoshem not Imna Matzasichein Harihu Kodesh. That as well, even though hypothetically he could have been speaking to these messengers, the Rambam understands that is holy, and therefore it refers to God, and is not allowed to be erased. Kol HaShemos HaMurim BeLot, all the ones said by Lot, Chol, those ones are mundane. Chot Mizeh, but this exception, Al Na Hashem, Hinei Na Matza Avdecha Chein. Next, Kol HaShemos HaMurim BeGivat Binyamin, all the ones said by the story of the Pilagish BeGivat Kodesh, those all refer to Hashem and are all holy. Kol HaShemos HaMurim BeMicha, all the ones said by the Pesel of Micha, Chol, those are all not holy. Kol HaShemos HaMurim BeNavos, all the ones said by Nevos was killed by Achav, Kodesh, those are all referring to God and therefore are all holy. Kol Shlomo Hamar B'Shir HaShirim, this is a fascinating one. All the references to Shlomo in Shir HaShirim, Kodesh, those refer to God, and therefore are holy. Arihu Kishari Kinuyin, obviously it's not one of the seven names that are Enan M'chakim, but it's like one of the other nicknames to refer to God. Chot Mizeh Ha'alef L'cha Shlomo. There's one exception, though, in Sefer Shir HaShirim, and that is this pasuk where Shlomo is referenced actually as Shlomo. Kol Malchai Hamar B'Daniel, any time where the king is referred to in Sefer Daniel, Chol, those are all mundane. Chot Mizeh, Anta Malcha, Melech Malchaya, Harehu Kishari Kinuyin, except for this one, which we're familiar with from Kari Bon Olam, and this one is like any other kinoy of Hashem's name, any other nickname, and therefore has Kedusha. This really is an amazing parak, because it really drives home the point about how much reverence we have to have towards God, that it's not just in terms of our philosophical relationship with Him, the way we interact with Him, we engage with Him, but even in any instantiation in which He takes in this world, His name being written, things which have His name called upon them, His word, Tanakh, which represents Him. So all of this must be treated with reverence, because ultimately we revere the one whom they represent.